Good morning. I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. In the spotlight this morning, it's the Healdsburg Art After Dark series, with its final installation tonight, Friday, August 16th, in downtown Healdsburg. The event is co-produced by the Healdsburg Center for the Arts and my guest, Healdsburg Center for the Arts Executive Director, Andrew Akufo. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
Your day is just starting off, but it's going to be getting hot tonight about 6 o'clock when this Art After Dark commences. Tell us about the event tonight.
Yes. Yeah, so as you mentioned, this is our final Art After Dark of the 2019 Art After Dark series. For those who have missed the first two Art After Darks, it's a community building street art fair. So we have all kinds of different art activities which are going to be on, including the performing arts as well as the visual arts. So we're going to have quite a number of visual artists who will be set up and selling their crafts. I think this is actually the most vendors that we've had. And we wanted to do it this way just because it's the final one and there's been such a demand as far as spots. So there's going to be more artists than usual who will be out there selling their stuff. And, you know, it's multifaceted. Everything from jewelry to glow-in-the-dark rocks, photographs, paintings, you name it, they're going to be out there. We're also going to have quite a few of our community organizations who have activity booths, which are going to be set up. I know that the Healdsburg Jazz will be there, as well as the public library will have a booth, which will be set up over there. So we encourage folks to not only come out and experience the different artists selling their merchandise, but also learn something about the community organizations and some of the things that they're doing. We also have, as I mentioned, the performing arts, which are going to be going on. We have quite a lineup of artists which are going to be performing at the top of the hour. We're going to be kicking off our Art After Dark performances with Adults in the Room, which is a local band. They practice at Speed of Sound, which is one of our local music stores as well as schools. So we're happy to have them performing. We're also going to have the Healdsburg Community Band, which has performed at several different community events in Healdsburg, and it's their first time performing at Art After Dark. So we're excited. They always light it up for everybody. They fill the area. Also, we have Corazon Healdsburg, which is one of our local nonprofit organizations, which mostly cater to the Hispanic population in Healdsburg, but they're going to be putting on a fashion show, which is going to be representing the different states, I want to say, in Mexico and a few other areas. So last year was the first year that they had put on a fashion show, but this year being the second time around, it's going to be that much more bigger and nicer and more organized. So we're very excited about that. That's kind of the big draw for this particular Art After Dark event. And then we're also going to have Featherweight Champ, which is a duo band, which is going to be headlining Art After Dark. So we're encouraging everybody to bring their dancing shoes. Last year during the Corazon fashion show, I was actually dressed up as a mariachi. Mariachi Andrew plans to make his return back. Señor Andres, that's my name.
There you go.
So
yeah,
please keep that in mind. But the event's going to be rocking from 6 to 9 p.m., so you'd expect it to get a lot cooler during the evening, but with all of our entertainment and art going on, it's like we're looking to make it that much more warmer. So we're encouraging folks to come out from 6 to 9 p.m. It's a free event. It's presented by us as well as the City of Healdsburg, and this particular one in partnership with Corazon Healdsburg. So we encourage folks to come out, check it out, have a good time. It's a good family-friendly event as well as a community builder. So you get to learn a lot about what's happening in the community, but also you get to see a lot of folks who you might not see on a regular basis who like to come to this event. So it's for both locals as well as visitors in the community.
Very nice. If you have not gone, this is your last chance tonight, August 16th, 6 to 9 p.m. on Plaza Street in downtown Healdsburg. And if you have been the last two times, I'm sure you know that it's the party of the month. So
it's
the place to be. Can't imagine anything more fun going on in Healdsburg that night. And again, for the kids, you've got the face painting, you've got rock painting,
right.
You've got all that kind of fun stuff, some puppetry going on. So everybody gets a little something. Anything else people need to know before they come out to this last one? It sounds like it's going to be the biggest one yet.
I would just say come ready to have a good time. We'll have chairs and tables which are set up so people can enjoy the entertainment. But we always have that group of folks who like to get up and dance. So they are more than welcome to do that.
There you go. If you need any more information for the event tonight, it's healdsburgcenterforthearts.org or 707-431-1970. Andrew, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me again.
Again, I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.